Well, welcome to it, another exciting Avon podcast. I've got my dear friend Elizabeth from the town of Avon. How are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Listen, this has been really fun.
Yeah, super. Really fun.
I love that we're getting out great information. I love that we're getting questions. And I love that we're learning stuff as well at the same time as well. Info@avon.org is our email, correct?
Absolutely.
So listen, if you have a question, we'd love to address it. We'd love to answer it. That's why we're doing this podcast. For our community and for you. So info@avon.org. Last night, another exciting Avon Live. How much fun are Wednesday nights at the park?
Wednesday nights at the park are so much fun. And we only have one left. So if you haven't been to Avon Live yet this summer, you better pack your bags next week.
That's right. And get down there and boogie woogie. And listen, bring some money as well. We got the Hannah Wall Bar open. We've got local food trucks as well. And Wednesday nights, like you said, with one more Avon Live, let's rally the community and have some fun next Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Magic Beans on the stage with Frisco Funk Collection opening. So it should be a really fun night.
Okay, that's going to be a blast and a half. And then listen, this weekend we've got our very first event coming to Nottingham Park, Cars in the Park, which is happening Saturday.
Yeah.
This is really cool. You've got like, lay it on us. What is this all about?
Oh, we're going to have all sorts of cars, vintage, older models, up to current vehicles, electric vehicles. There'll be every type of car you've imagined is eligible to participate in this event. So it should be pretty cool.
Can folks still register for this?
Yeah, registration's still open. So I believe it closes tomorrow, Friday.
Okay.
So get in there.
I guess avon.org, the website.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Do we know how many cars we have right now registered?
I don't know how many cars we have registered.
Okay. Well, listen, this is going to be fun. I love vintage cars. I had a 76 Cutlass Supreme, which was my very first car. And to start the thing, you would have to pop the hood, open up the carburetor, and put a pencil like in like little flywheel, and then get back in the car and start the car and knock on wood and start.
Did you have to, you didn't have to be on a hill?
No. What was your first car?
A Volkswagen Jetta, an 89 Jetta.
Oh, fun. Did you have the carburetor issue as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yep, definitely did.
Okay.
Drove with a back window down a lot of the time.
Okay, that's fun. That's fun. Listen, Cars in the Park going to be a blast and a half. The little kiddo's going to love the little cars. My little niece, she's like, she sees trucks now, and she's just like, she's so into her trucks and her cars. And so the little kiddo's going to love it. We love that stuff as well. And going to be a whole lot of fun. Cars in the Park, first annual, happening this Saturday, Nottingham Park, from 10 to 4, I believe.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, and then Sunday, we're wrapping up the fun with Friday. Friday night. Oh my goodness, we're out of line.
Yeah, you're forgetting the Jamaican bobsled team. I'm forgetting all the fun.
We're crossing over days here. Superman just came back from vacation. I don't even know what reality is. Okay, but before we get to Cars in the Park, Friday night is Lakeside Cinema, which is a whole lot of fun. Gets the little kiddos, the families out to Nottingham Park for some movie fun.
Yeah. This week's gonna be cool running. So it's a classic Jamaican bobsled team. If you're not familiar, definitely would recommend a watch, and it'll be a great time. Dusk's coming earlier and earlier, so movies start at dusk. It's looking like that's about 8:15 p.m. right now.
Okay, fantastic, and I'm sure the town council's serving up that yummy free popcorn as well.
You know it.
I love it. And then a Saturday is Cars in the Park. How's
correct.
That?
There we go.
And Sunset Live, a Sunday night with Brandon McKinney and the 99 Brown Dogs. Listen, we should have brought Brandon into studio here and like interviewed him and asked him about like, what are these 99 Brown Dogs all about?
I was going to say, if you bring him in, you should definitely ask him to bring some dogs.
Absolutely. And maybe his guitar so he could play for us as well. How cool would that be?
That would be like so fun.
Like a nice little
that.
Preview. Yeah. So listen, Sunset Live, it happens on the terrace at Nottingham Lake Sunday nights. But that roughly starts about like six-ish, I believe.
Six to eight. Okay. Yeah, 6 to 8.
And again, live music. It's a wonderful evening to just wrap up the weekend and enjoy live music. Again, Brandon McKinney and the 99 Brown Dogs taking the stage. We've got some upcoming events as well, like the paddle battles, which are happening. Tell us a little bit about that. I believe that's happening like September 1st.
Yeah, September 1st. It's a Sunday. It's a super fun event. Kids, families, welcome. Very casual. Register up until the last minute. There's a couple different races within the paddle battles, including a subsquatch race, which is sort of like as many people as you can fit on one of those huge stand-up paddle boards. So it's like more than a minivan's worth of people on there.
That's what I was like reading. I was like, there's like individual races, and then there's like a team one, yeah. And then there's even like a cardboard regatta.
Yeah, there's a cardboard boat regatta as well, which is always a really fun. PFDs required.
Okay, fair enough for that one. That is good town advice from Elizabeth. I love that. And again, info@avon.org. If you have questions about any of these events or anything that's going on at the town of Avon, if you can't make a town council meeting, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your questions. info@avon.org. We're all learning something. Like I learned a couple weeks ago, like, composting is available at the Recycle Center. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, we're trying to answer those questions for you.
And also on the horizon, the community picnic.
Yeah, the community picnic's coming up September 12th. It's a Thursday, and it's really, really meant as like a big thank you to everyone who helps us put on an amazing summer of events in Avon. So we're asking people to come out, have a free beer, some food. Rewind's going to be playing up there. So it's a super fun, casual community event. Well-behaved dogs are welcome.
Oh, and let's talk about well-behaved dogs for a hot second. I've got a great story about that. That's why I kind of now leave my little dog Tucker at home. Mm. This was really funny. This is a true story. Like 2 years ago, show up at the community picnic, having a blast, saying hi. And you know, my little dog Tucker is just like a rambunctious little guy, just like his daddy. You know, he's got like, you know, no supervision. Again, just like his daddy. And so like, you know, we're in line to grab some food. You know, I see the yummy hot dogs being grilled up, the yummy hamburgers. And I know to have my dog on a tight leash. I know all about my dog. You know, like we're the same pea in a pod. And so he jumps up, he grabs this guy's hot dog, and my dog is famous for giving me the side eye. You know, when he like wants something, you know, like I'll look at him across the room and he's like, oh, it's time for dinner. You know, you get the little side eye. If you know about boxers, they're totally famous for that. And so jumped up, grabbed this guy's hot dog. And I'll tell you what, this guy gave me like the perfect side eye, just like Tucker. And it was a funny little story. We just all laughed and everything like that. And I apologize. Got him a brand new hot dog as well. But you know what? It was a nice little icebreaker. Met a nice guy. And, you know, and that's, again, a whole lot of fun about that community picnic where you can just like sit down and meet new friends, see new faces, shake new hands, and listen. And if your dog eats somebody's hot dog, you know, there's a chance to like meet a new friend as well. It's a wonderful icebreaker. So that's...
Can assume good intentions.
That's my story, and maybe that's why I might be leaving Tucker at home and bringing him his own hot dog. Yes. How's that?
Yes. I a doggy bag, if you will.
Absolutely. I think that's totally fair. Again, Avon, info@avon.org, our website. We want to hear from you. And, you know, maybe we should start mentioning like something, you know, like Bob Barker always did, you know, like get your dog spayed or neutered. But, you know, I was thinking like, you know, since we're doing this wonderful podcast, we're getting this wonderful information out to the community, that maybe we should also be mentioning like our local food bank, like, you know, the Vail Valley Salvation Army. And, you know, if you ever see a chance to give back, or maybe have an extra canned food in your pantry, to, you know that the Salvation Army, their doors are always open, and, you know, our community could always, you know, I've been in there recently and the shelves are a little scarce, you know, and all of us teamwork, you know, we can all rally together and fill the shelves at the Salvation Army. So just a little, you know, FYI, PSA from all of us on this very famous podcast here from Elizabeth and I, you know, if you see a chance to, you know, give back, I think we should all like, that's the little and good things that we can all do as our community together.
Absolutely. And I'll add that the Avon Community Grant Program is open. We take grant applications from local nonprofit organizations. The applications open through September 6th, and we are focusing this year on food insecurity, housing, and child care issues related to our locals here in the Vail Valley. So any organization helping to solve really any of those problems, but specifically those three real needs that we have in the Eagle River Valley, I would encourage them to apply at avon.org/community grants.
Listen, a blast and a half. Hugs and love to you. And listen, again, we want to hear from you. I hope you learned a little something today. info@avon.org. Can't wait for our next podcast.
Thanks. Great to be here.